Good evening, and welcome to the service. Thinking of the hymn sing tonight, we're looking at it in reverence and respect and commemoration of our mothers. And it's kind of our thought tonight for the selections that come from you. You can be thinking down that line of maybe a song that your mother loved or something like that. So let's begin with, in our Christian hymnal, 141. And I'm choosing this because I am thankful tonight that I have a praying mother, a Christian mother, and she taught me a lot about hiding that lamp in my heart. And I just want to say that in respect to her tonight. 141. And then I'll take two selections after this from either hymnal.
No soul, thy word is a lamp to my feet, a light to my path away, to guide and to save me from sin, and show me thy
Number 25, Lily of the Valley. Number 25 in the Christian hymnal, those that are coming in.
Oh, I have found a friend in Jesus. He's everything to me. He's a fairest of 10,000 to my soul, the lily of the valley. care on him to roam.
Hallelujah.
He's a lily of the valley, the rising morning star. He's the fairest of 10,000 to my soul. Oh, he all my griefs has taken, and all my sorrows born. In temptation, he's my strong and mighty tower. I have all for him forsaken, and all my sorrows torn from my heart, and now he keeps me by his side. Soar through Jesus, I shall safely reach the goal. He's a lily of the valley, the rising morning star. He's the fairest of 10,000 to my soul. He will never, never leave me, nor yet forsake me. Live by faith and do his blessed will. A wall of fire about me, I've nothing now to fear. With his manna he my hungry soul shall fill. Then sweeping up to glory, to see his blessed face, where light shall ever roll. Hallelujah. He's a lily of the valley, the bright and morning star. He's the fairest of 10,000 to my soul. Amazing grace. We've been there 10,000 times.
Good evening, everyone. For devotions tonight, I'm also going to be looking at a history of a song. And that song is song number 193 in the Christian hymnal, Let the Lower Lights Be Burning. This song was written by Philip Bliss, and he has written quite a number of songs, and some of them are quite familiar to us, Dare to Be a Daniel, and Wonderful Words of Life, I Will Sing of My Redeemer, and It Is Well with My Soul, and Let the Lower Lights Be Burning was a... He got the inspiration for this song listening to D.L. Moody preaching. And D.L. Moody was sharing the story of a captain of a boat that was nearing the Cleveland Harbor on a dark and stormy night. And added to the dangers from the wild winds and the huge waves, there was a hazard of trying to approach the harbor. There was without a single star in the sky. And there is one light, and that was the light of the lighthouse. And the pilot asked, "Are you sure this is Cleveland?" "Quite sure," the captain replied. "Where are the lower lights?" he asked. "Gone out, sir." "Can you make the harbor?" he asked a third time. "We must, or we perish, sir," was the reply. Despite the strong hand and brave heart of the man at the wheel in the darkness, he missed the channel and the vessel crashed upon the rocks with great loss of life. Moody concluded with this exhortation, "The Master will take care of the great lighthouse. Let us keep the lower lights burning." That very night, Bliss wrote the words and music of one of his most popular gospel songs. "Brightly beams our Father's mercy from his lighthouse evermore, but to us he gives the keeping of the lights along the shore. Let the lower lights be burning, send a gleam across the wave. Some more fainting, struggling seaman, you may rescue, you may save." And this song was written 2 years before Philip Bliss was killed in a train accident. Probably many of us have heard the story how his wife was trapped in that train and he stayed by her side to be with her. And he was a tremendous man of God. And the exhortation here is for us to let our lights be burning. And I'm so thankful for the people that were the lower lights in my life. And without them, it would just be really hard to live our Christian life without the encouragement of others. And I would like to also read some verses along with this. Verses in Matthew chapter 5. Matthew chapter 5, verses 13 through 16. "You are the salt of the earth, but if the salt has lost its savor, wherewith shall it be salted? It is henceforth good for nothing, but to be cast out and to be trodden under the foot of men. You are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hid. Neither do men light a candle and put it under a bushel, but on a candlestick. And it giveth light unto all that are in the house. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven." Okay, I'd also like to look at Philippians 2, verses 12 through 18. Philippians 2, verse 12. "Wherefore, my beloved, as ye have always obeyed, not as in my presence only, but now much more in my absence, work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. For it is God which worketh in you both to will and to do of his good pleasure. Do all things without murmurings and disputings, that you may be blameless and harmless, the sons of God without rebuke, in the midst of a crooked and perverse nation, among whom you shine as lights in the world, holding forth the word of life, that I may rejoice in the day of Christ, that I have not run in vain, neither labored in vain. Yea, and if I have be offered upon the sacrifice and service of your faith, I joy and rejoice with you all. For the same cause also do you joy and rejoice with me." All right, and also like to look at Matthew 28, 18 through 20, which is the Great Commission. And Jesus came and spake unto them, saying, All power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you alway, even unto the end of the world. So my challenge for you tonight is to be those lower lights, and to those around us, to the people we meet on a daily basis, and do what we can to bring honor and glory to God. So why don't we sing this song here, song number 193.
Thank you, William, for that history of song, the song, that devotional. It's really a challenge to all of us that we may be the Bible somebody in the world ever reads, and just we need to remember to let our light shine out. Let's turn to song number 403 in the church hymnal. Song number 403.
Thank you.
This time, all the children can come forward, and Nathaniel has a couple songs for them.
All right, there's like a bigger crowd.
Little children, all the children of the world, red, brown, yellow, black, and white, they are precious in His sight. Jesus loves the little children of the world. Jesus died for all the children, all the children of the world. Red, yellow, black, and white, they are precious in His sight. Jesus loves the little children of the world.
Very good. Now, yes, sir.
He's got the whole world in His hands. 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 He's got the tiny little baby in His hands. He's got the tiny little baby in His hands. He's got the tiny little baby in His hands. He's got the whole world in His hands.
What's the next? Tell us the next one.
But you and me, brother, in His hands. He's got you and me, brother, in His hands. He's got you and me, brother, in His hands. He's got the whole world in His hands. J-O-Y, must be Jesus first, yourself last, and others in between. J-O-Y, must be Jesus first, yourself last, and others in between.
Song
you want
to sing?
Building up the temple.
Oh, that's some motions there, isn't it? Okay.
Building up the temple of the Lord. Say, brother, won't you help me? Sister, won't you help me? Building up the temple of the Lord.
You may go back to your...
Jesus, I my cross have taken all to leave and follow Thee. Make it poor His fires forsaken, Thou from hence my all shalt be. All that sought or wore.
What's your selection? Come forward. And what book should they bring?
In the written are our blessings, safely sheltered I abide. There no foes nor storms molest me, while within the cleft I Jesus, blessed rock of ages, I will hide myself in thee. Long pursued by sin and Satan, weary, sad, I long for rest. Then I found this heavenly shelter, opened in my Savior's breast. Now I'm resting, sweetly resting, in the cleft once made for me. Jesus, blessed rock of ages, I will hide my
Jesus bless. Now I'm resting, sweetly resting, in the cleft once made for me. Jesus, blessed Rock of Ages, I will hide myself in thee.
Thank you, everyone that volunteered. It was very good. I really enjoy the men singing, the privilege to be able to harmonize the same with each other like that. For our next song in the church hymnal, 220, and then I'd take a selection from you after this. For an arrangement in this, I would like if the sisters could sing the second verse. And again, thinking of mothers, the home. The place that surrounds each of our lives. 220.
There is beauty all around.
He said, plenty here above.
let's omit the two dot bird's eyes on each of those, the end there, and we'll just come right to the end there. Just bring it in that together. All together.
Jesus shows thy mercy mine, then there's love at home. Sweetly whisper, I am thine, then there's love at home. Source of love, thy cheering life, far exceeds the sun so bright. Can dispel the gloom of night, then there's love at home. Love at home, love at home. Can dispel the gloom of night, then there's love at home.
No tears in heaven, no sorrows given, all will be glory in that land. There'll be no sadness, all will be gladness, when we shall join that happy band. No tears, no tears, no tears of their sorrow.
Service free. Good evening. Good to be here with you. And this, the next three songs, the songs the chorus is going to sing, I asked three mothers, and when I say their names,
for obvious reasons, you'll know why I chose them, but I asked three to choose a favorite song for us to sing tonight. And I asked my mom and my mother-in-law and grandma. I'm not sure if grandma's, I don't think she's here tonight. But and so we're going to sing three songs for them. And I also want to just give my appreciation for all you mothers here tonight. You have sometimes a very tough row to hoe, and it's a never-ending job. So that's very much, it's kind of a thankless job too a lot of the time. So these three songs, I'm not going to say a lot about them. They're songs we know, and I'll let them explain themselves this time.
Jesus, fill us with your love, show us how to serve the neighbors we have from you. Is on the feet of his friends.
Cross o'er the deep rolling tide with the angels. come.